Good afternoon. Most of the northern plains will be seeing a relatively tranquil weather pattern for the next few days. We do have a couple of weak weather disturbances that will be passing through the region. The first one is expected to occur tomorrow, and it will bring in a little bit of rain and snow mix, but mostly it'll change over to snow. And this will impact most of North Dakota and maybe some of the northernmost portions of South Dakota, as well as the north half of Minnesota. The precipitation will begin rather erratically, I suppose, in the afternoon tomorrow, and then tomorrow night the precipitation will become better organized as it moves towards the Minnesota border. And we'll expect to see a dusting upwards to an inch or two of snow. With one exception, there's going to be a handful of counties that will be located in southeastern portions of North Dakota and a few neighboring areas in Minnesota that could get 2 to 4 inches of snowfall, but just a handful of counties will be impacted. The system will move off to the east very quickly, and we'll expect to see drier weather resume as we get into the latter part of the week. The next disturbance that's expected will come in only after a high-pressure system dominates the region, and we'll expect a nice warming trend to occur after that high-pressure system pushes out of the area. So it's probably not going to precipitate again until we get out towards the end of the weekend, late Saturday night or Sunday. We will expect to see a little bit of light snow return to the Canadian border region of North Dakota, and a dusting to an inch or two is expected then. But most of these precipitation events are not going to impact the majority of the region, and we will expect to see generally good weather for the next 5 to 6 days or so. The temperatures won't be too bad either. We'll be above normal for most of this forecast period. And today we'll see those temperatures peaking out in the teens and 20s unless you're out towards the Missouri River Valley. And then from there westward, temperatures will be in the 30s this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll be seeing 20s and 30s across a big part of the region. And as we go into Wednesday, 20s will still be prevalent across the majority of the region. As we get into the end of the week, a short-term bout of cooling will take place with teens and 20s expected across a fair amount of the region. Our nighttime low temperatures are going to be rather decent, though. We'll see single digits in teens, which is better than the positive and negative single digits, which usually occur at this time of the year. That's going to occur tomorrow morning. Now, when we get to Wednesday morning, the low temperatures will be mostly in the teens. A few lower 20s will be possible as well. We will slip back into the single digits and teens as we get to the end of this week. The bottom line is really not too bad for the majority of the region, and we shouldn't anticipate any big changes for a while. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.